good day, everybody. Welcome to, a program that we call Give Me Credit. And, of course, we're trying to give you some inside information to help you as you think of the terms of credit. As I was talking to John Mackey, who, by the way, is the president and founder of Master Credit Solutions. He's with us as the host of our program. But, John, I was trying to think of this in the proper terms. And, of course, when we talk about credit and we talk about credit ratings and debt collectors, in the religious terms, we would say, tis a mystery. Well, John, good day to you. How are you doing?
Good, John. How about yourself?
I'm okay. Let's get into our conversation today because
let's go.
We have so much to talk about, and I think very pertinent things to talk about today. So, John, let's talk about that mysterious number. It has three digits. In fact, if yours doesn't have three digits and it's lower than three,
you are dead and you are not fogging a mirror.
That's exactly right. You have other issues you need to deal with. But they all seem to be in that three-digit category. It's called a credit score. And on we've talked about this before, John. We know of at least three major folks who gather in that credit score.
Right. And we can get into the others later because they really have no relevance to getting a mortgage or getting a loan. But the three bureaus are Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion.
Mm-hmm.
And those three-digit wonderful numbers out there are what dictates how much you pay for anything in life, it seems to be, anymore.
Yeah.
Especially for mortgages, for car loans, for credit cards, for insurance purposes, and in many times now, jobs.
You know, it's interesting you bring that point up because it's a conversation we should have for one whole program.
Yes.
And that is just how does your credit score affect your work position? Because as many of you know, or many you may not know, potential employers oftentimes do check your credit score to see if you pay your bills.
A lot of times in the military. When I was in the military, I used to do a lot of background investigations on people, and we would do credit checks on people for security clearances. Mm. Now, back then, they didn't have a scoring system. You were either accepted or you won't.
Right.
Or you weren't. But now they've got a scoring system. The reason for it is because what they do is they try to analyze or a snapshot of how creditworthy you are as of this date.
Okay.
In other words, it's a snapshot in time.
So let's think of this as maybe a glass that's empty. And
okay.
Now we are pouring things into it that bring that credit score up and up and up. What's in that glass? What are the components of what brings our credit score?
Boy,
to
there
that
are
point?
About five factors that affect credit scoring.
All right.
But there, for example, it could be the timeliness of your payments.
All right.
It could be the amount of debt you have, specifically with revolving debt and your ratios. It could be how many lates you've had in a certain period of time.
Okay. And when we say lates, I just want to camp on this just for a second.
Sure.
Because how late is late? Is there any fudge factor in this at all before, say, for example, Sears comes back and says that payment was late?
A late payment for Sears is going to be late in a different fashion for a credit report. For a credit report, you must be 1 month and 1 day late.
Oh.
For example, if you have a payment that is due on, let's say, April 1st,
okay,
and you pay it on the 15th of April,
mm-hmm,
you may incur late fees from JCPenney, Sears, whatever,
right,
whatever company you're dealing with. But for a credit scoring purposes on a credit report, it does not affect you. It's got to be paid on that April 1st due date. It has to be paid on May 1st or later.
Okay, let me back into this just so I know that I've got what you're saying. So if I miss a payment.
Correct.
And I'm on a schedule of payments, and I miss that to the point where there's another payment due.
Correct.
That qualifies. No, I'm late on the other payment.
Correct.
Okay. All right, well, that makes sense. So there is a little bit of a fudginess involved here. You want to be paying on time because oftentimes people will get after you. Sometimes
right.
Within hours, it seems, of
absolutely
a payment that hasn't come in on the time that they've asked.
Right. Right. I've had credit card companies that will call on, for example, using the example we were using, April 1st, it's due, and on April 3rd, they're calling, wondering where their payment is.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Well, that's not an issue regarding credit as far as it being late on a credit report.
Okay.
Okay. They're worried that in this economy that you're going to get late beyond that amount of time that that's already on there. So they're going to start harassing you right away.
So this is... No. It's a friendly nudge, John.
Oh, I'm sorry. If that's their friendly nudge...
It's a sharp elbow. Many times, man, they're driving hard to the basket, you know? Elbows flying, you know, tennis squeaking on the floor. But when again, now, here's that all mysterious number then. So in that, you said there were five elements...
Right, but here's the factor. There, first of all, we have to explain that there are many credit scoring systems out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's one for automobiles. There's one for insurance. There's one for home loans. Okay, so let's focus in on, because what I want to do is hone in on the one that matters. So we've got a basis to talk.
Okay.
And that's the FICO scoring system.
Mm.
Now, FICO stands for Fair Isaac Corporation. It was a way to analyze a credit report so that an investor could determine whether or not that person is going to pay that bill.
Okay.
That's what it's based on. So if you have a car, FICO, that is going to be based on more emphasis on your automobile loans.
Right.
And if it is a home loan, then it's going to be based more heavily on your home loan status. In other words, how you've been making your home payments.
Okay. Talking to John Mackey, he is, of course, the master hand behind Master Credit Solutions. I'm John Engen. You're listening to Give Me Credit. We're talking that all mysterious credit score that you've gone to buy a car and the guy comes back and says your score is not good enough. I'm sorry, we can't help you here. And you say, what do you mean? What do you mean about that? Well, we're going to help unpack that in these next few moments. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Give Me Credit.
John Mackey here from Master Credit Solutions and the Give Me Credit radio show. Maybe you're wondering, how do I get in touch with this guy? I need help. Let me tell you how you do that. You can call me at two different numbers, 612-567-2459. That's 612-567-2459 or 888-417-3400. That's 888-417-3400. You can text me also at 612-567-2459. Now, if you want general information or just to explore, you can look this up at givemecredit.us. That's givemecredit.us. We have lots of great information. This is important. It is important for you and your family. Let's get back on track again. You can rejoin the economy. Again, John Mackey, 612-567-2459 or 888 417-3400.
Well, you're listening to Give Me Credits, and John Mackey is with us today. John is our host of the program. He is, of course, the man, the brains, the man behind the curtain when it comes to Master Credit Solutions. Not to be ignored, though. In fact, I think these are one of these programs, John, as we go through this program, as it grows and it gets deeper into our lives, it's one of those programs that I think time's going to tell just how valuable it is as we kind of unpack some of these conversations.
I think so. Whenever I'm talking to people or even loan officers or realtors or the general public, they have a limited knowledge of what's going on their credit report.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many things and many times even a loan officer, which I consider to be a highly educated credit individual,
right,
don't understand sometimes what's been going on or what does go on.
Yeah.
And so if I can educate and help people out understand so that they do not get hurt by this system. And there are many things where an individual can get monetarily hurt by what they do or don't do that they have no clue.
You know, there's a question that I've wanted to ask you since you and I have been hanging around each other that I think, I don't know if this is the time, though, but now that I've introduced it, maybe I should, because we're talking about the credit score.
Right.
We tend to be, we tend to buy on a whim these days, even new cars and things like that. You know, people don't take a lot of deep thought behind it, nor research on what actually they're going to bump into when they get into a dealership or apply for a credit card or something of that nature. And those all, every one of those moves, every one of those decisions we make does make a difference, doesn't it?
Absolutely it does. You know, when you mention the cars, you think that your big negotiation happens when you purchase the car. And in reality, it happens after that.
That's what that guy does when he sneaks off into the office to see if you can actually afford this thing?
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah.
But then they go off and they have built in a residual income for the car dealership in the interest rate. And if you don't know what you're doing before you get in there, you're disarmed because you think the negotiation stopped when you got the car deal. The financing is where the most of the money is made on the car deal, and it has nothing to do or very little to do with the upfront, the sticker price.
So here, okay, now you've asked, I'm going to another questions. So when I go buy a new car and they say you're going to get this for X percentage points on your loan,
correct,
the dealer is actually getting a part of that back then?
Absolutely.
Oh. So I guess we've all thought that when they say, well, we're selling for $200 below sticker, yeah, but you're going to make, over the life of the loan, you're going to make some money too.
It even goes beyond that. It's not even over the life of the loan. It's a one-time fee that's rebated from the lender that goes directly to the car dealership.
Really?
That's one way. The other way is in the interest rate itself.
Hmm.
Okay, so just by bringing that loan to the car, to the bank,
right?
Okay, they're getting a fee for that.
Yeah.
And then they're also getting a fee in the interest rate.
Hmm.
Beyond that, what about the upsales, you know, for example, God, I can't think of them now, but the insurance or the rust proofing,
yes,
all this kind of,
yes,
stuff. They make a ton of money on that. That's all profit.
Yeah, even when we bought a car many, many years ago that was one of those that, you know, the braggart part was, you're not going to pay more, you don't negotiate, this is what you're going to pay.
Right.
It's our best deal. And when we did that, they asked us, okay, on the bumper, there's the name of the vehicle. Do you want us to letter that in with paint? And that would cost, you know, $200 here,
right,
and $200 there. And I thought, you know, even when I buy a new car, I always try to bring money along with me so I'm paying the license, you know, the actual plate costs up front.
Right.
Because if they work that into the number of the loan, you're going to pay on that plate for 6 years.
That's correct.
All right. We're talking those mysterious credit rating score numbers and all that they mean and how they can affect our lives. We've been kind of using the analogy of a glass, John, that says what's going into that glass when we fill it up. And if, you know, it grows as you have all those different elements involved. But, of course, you're talking about our home loan is scoring us one way.
Correct.
Our auto loan is scoring us another way. Credit card scoring us another way. And then I have a question about the loan. Do they watch my just general commerce? You know, how I, you know, buy groceries and things? Or does that add in, other than the fact I might use a credit card to do that?
No, they're not going to keep track of that, other than if you use a credit card to do that.
Okay.
That's not going to, your credit score is not going to be dependent on that.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can make a quick analogy here, it's like a batting average in baseball.
Oh, I see.
Okay. A batting average in baseball, if you're hitting a 350, Joe Mauer goes off and gets a 350 batting average.
Right.
Okay. He's given megabucks for hitting that baseball and getting on base 350 out of 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, on a credit score, he's not playing T-ball.
Mm-hmm.
okay? Because 350 is the minimum.
Yeah.
On a credit score. Some say it's 300, others say 350. Let's just say it's 350.
It's the minimum for what?
That if you breathe, it's the lowest score you can get is a 350.
Oh, I think I could go lower. I think I feel like I've been lower at times, you know. I've always said that I knew my credit score was going up when I started counting the number of credit card applications that came at me in the mail.
Absolutely.
Because they're watching too, aren't they?
Absolutely they are. They're doing what they call a soft pull what happens is that Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion will try to sell their product. And how do they sell it? They sell it to advertisers. Okay?
Yeah.
And they sell it to advertisers, so they may go to a zip code 55303, 55448, and say, out of that zip code, give me everybody that's got a score between 550 and 640.
Ah.
So then they get that list of people, and then out goes the advertisements to those people.
Ever wonder what their rate of return is on the amount of mail they send out versus those who say, I'm going to take you up on this offer?
No, I haven't read anything about that.
All right. I'm just curious now that we've talked about it. Listen, we're going to take a break, John. You're listening to Give Me Credit, and John Mackey's with us. John is the president of Master Credit Solutions. He can actually help you pound out that credit score and take off some of the things that are killing you and put on some ways that will help you out. We'll talk more about that, but John, when we get back, I want to talk about why those three scores on those biggies, why are they all different? We'll be back.
John Mackey here from Master Credit Solutions and the Give Me Credit radio show. Maybe you're wondering, how do I get in touch with this guy? I need help. Let me tell you how you do that. You can call me at two different numbers, 612-567-2459. That's 612-567-2459 or 888-417-3400. That's 888-417-3400. You can text me also at 612-567-2459. Now, if you want general information or just to explore, you can look this up at givemecredit.us. That's givemecredit.us. We have lots of great information. This is important. It is important for you and your family. Let's get back on track again. You can rejoin the economy. Again, John Mackey, 612-567-2459 or 888-417-3400.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Let's Give Me Credit here on this day and talking to John Mackey, who is a man who really knows what he's talking about. And I say that from personal experience, having had him kind of peek under the skirts of my credit and helping me get some things off that were just hanging out there like boils. And John did a yeoman's task at that. We're talking about that credit score. And John, before we took our break, I kind of promised our listeners that we'd talk about those three biggies again. Now, list them off again.
The credit companies?
The credit companies, yeah.
Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax.
Okay, now why is it that when you look at one, it's different than the other, which is different than the other?
Yes, and that typically... Rarely do I ever see a credit report with two scores that are the same. In varying parts of the country, a creditor will report to a bureau differently than they do to other parts of the country. For example, TransUnion is not the most important in this area here. Equifax seems to be what everybody reports to in this locale. Okay, other areas may be Experian. So a creditor has the right to send it to one bureau, to send it to two bureaus, or to send it to all three bureaus. So if you've got one creditor that's sending it to all three, and on another item a creditor that's sending it to only one, and then to another one, to another one, then the scoring becomes a little bit different.
Because one has more information than another.
Absolutely.
Or let's call it different information than others.
Correct. And I've seen scores that are skewed by as much as 100 points.
You know, I remember somebody telling me when I was coming to buy a house, because we really worked on doing that. And it was really interesting, because when he said, I looked at your credit rating, and he said, with your credit rating, it's going to be great. It'll be easy to buy a house. So when I bought my house, I thought, you know, since I'm sitting at the top of this credit rating for a long time, I need to replace one of my vehicles. And when I talked to that guy, he said, your credit rating is not that great. And I thought it was interesting. He was looking at a different number.
And he may have only been looking at one bureau, which may have been the bureau that had the lowest number.
Exactly. And so, you know, we ended up with the vehicle, but it was important for me, because that's when I really got to feeling that something's different here. Those numbers are different. And you know, when somebody says to me, you know, well, my credit rating is such and such, and I said, is that an average? Or which one is it?
Yeah. When they go for a mortgage, when individuals go for a mortgage, you're going to get three scores, one for Experian, one for TransUnion, and one for Equifax. Mm-hmm. What the mortgage company will do then is they will take the middle score, not an average, but the middle score.
They throw the high, the low.
And they use the middle.
Okay.
Sometimes you don't have enough credit, or nobody's ever reported to this one bureau for one odd reason.
Oh.
You're going to have two scores. Now they're going to use the lower of the two scores.
Okay. You know, that opens up a real window of explanation for me.
Okay.
You know, and I would imagine that we've got listeners who have run into that very thing about what it means to, they said I had great credit, and then this guy says I don't have any credit at all. Or,
right.
You know, that it's not as good as I thought it was. Maybe we should
right.
put it into those terms. John, I want to talk to you about how people can get in touch with you, because this is really important to me. The work you did for me was fantastic, and
I
really appreciate it. And I love your professionality. I love the business way that you approach this, especially for someone like me who, I'm more of the artist. You know, I want to be on the air doing the fun stuff. But what can you give me a thumbnail sketch of what you can help somebody with?
Well, our program in credit restoration, credit repair, credit education is teaching somebody, first of all, what the credit system is like. But now, if they're trying to reach me, you can call me at either toll-free 888-417-3400.
Now, folks, we'll give that number again so you can run and get a piece of paper and a pencil and jot that one down. You can use a pen as well. That would be fine.
And if you would like to text me, mm-hmm. you can do that. You can call or text me at 612-567-2459.
And what you can do for them is
fix their credit.
Okay.
Build their credit.
Right.
And maintain their credit.
All right.
Okay. And deal with debt collectors that are hounding you.
You know, that was one of the conversations. We will continue to have that conversation as this program runs along, because that always seems to be the biggest issue for many people. I always think it's interesting that the issue when you talk about somebody's credit is not how poor their credit is. It's the people who are hounding after them. You know, the conversations and calls are getting.
Yeah, most of the time when you have bad credit and you know it, what you do is you just kind of hope it all goes away and we're just going to hide and hunker down here.
Yeah, I don't want to talk
bunker.
About it.
Well, in the debt collectors, when they find you in your bunker, that's when everybody goes, I'm never going to answer my phone again.
Right.
I'm not going to open up any mail. And if I can't see it and that you don't hear from them, it doesn't exist. Well, it exists. And they can keep on coming after you.
Mm-hmm.
But we have ways to deal with these people and their erroneous. I mean, I've got an old joke. It's a paraphrase of an old joke. Do you know how a debt collector, when they're lying to you, is when they open their mouth and start talking.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is typically, you know, a lot of times the trouble that people get into is dealing with those debt collectors.
Contact information, John. We just have a couple of minutes left in our program, and I know that, as I've promised, people have scrambled now, and they've gotten that writing utensil, a piece of paper. How do they get in touch with you?
They can phone me toll-free,
mm-hmm.
888-417-3400.
Okay.
Or you can text me at 612-567-2400. Five, nine.
Either way, those will get through. Plus, you have a website that people can go to?
Yes, mastercreditsolutions.com.
All right, mastercreditsolutions.com. Now, I know that there's one person out there, John, who got the first six numbers of the phone number and you need to run it by again.
888-417-3400.
All right. And the texting number again?
612-567-2459. And don't forget that if you go to givemecredit.us, all that contact information, mm-hmm. to include the website, is on there also.
Yeah, folks, you're listening to the program called Give Me Credit, and the website for this program is givemecredit.us. givemecredit.us, and folks, you can find links to other sites, the Master Credit Solutions and others, to make sure that you get the information you want. John, correct. We got to get out of here for this week. Want to invite people back for next week. We're going to continue our discussion on those crazy credit scores.
All yes, right. sir. Let's go.
We'll see you next week, folks.
Bye now.
Maybe we should get to know each other a little bit more deeply. Does anyone here have a poor credit history?
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to Give Me Credit. I'm John Engen. Let's introduce our guest host today.
I am me, John Mackey.
Actually, you're not a guest host at all now, are you?
Not anymore.
Well, John Mackey is the guy who really knows what he's talking about. I'm the guy who just kind of flubs my way through. But John, can we lay the premise very quickly on what Give Me Credit is all about?
Give Me Credit is an organization that started to help educate people about the credit restoration, credit education, credit in general, and debt collections specifically. We want to be able to help people, educate them, so that they don't get into the credit problem system or the credit problems that they've had before.
So we're talking to folks, and folks, if you're one of those people who have struggled with the credit issues, maybe you know that your credit report right now is not feeling very good, and you're wondering, how in the world can I make some progress on this thing? It scares me. This is a program you want to be listening to today. In fact, I'd suggest you pop up a bowl of popcorn and sit down and spend some time with us. And then can I ask that maybe you get a piece of paper and a pencil? Because I think what you're going to want to do, too, is grab the address, the contact information for John. He's going to give you some stuff today that you're going to need, and we want you to stay tuned to the program. John, our topic for today are the myths that surround credit, credit reporting, and all those things.
Yeah, there are so many myths that are out there. Now, you know, where do we start with the myths? Because the myths permeate, and the myths are started by the credit industry themselves or by debt collection companies themselves, or they certainly aren't fixed by those organizations to let you know exactly what the rules are. And if we're going to be playing this credit game, as it were, we need to know exactly what we can do and what we can't do. And it's ignorance on everybody's part, including mine, that gets us into these difficulties.
This is where we go back to the great mystery of
yes.
credit stuff. When you and I, and of course, this is only, we're only three programs deep into Give Me Credit. And so for folks, if you've just been following us, you know, we're trying to establish a stage here, but I went through some very severe credit problems. And my problem was, I was afraid to look at it. You know, it's like the guy who suspects he has cancer, but he's still not going to go to the doctor to find out.
Well, if you don't go to the doctor, you don't have it.
So, well, exactly right. That's what happens. People go to the doctor and find out, and the doctor somehow gives them cancer.
Correct.
No, he finds something that's pre-existing. And what you do, John, in a very doctoral way, is to examine and do, you know, to do exploratory surgery, if you would, on credits. You know what you're talking about. And what I loved about what you were able to give to me was the ability to tell me this is why this is the way it is. And then we could go from there.
Yeah, there's so many factors that determine a person's score. I mean, there are lates, there are judgments, there are liens, there are you know, short sales, foreclosures, there are credit debt collections that are on there. There are statute of limitations issues that happen. There's also the ratios when we're talking about debt that does affect your score.
Right.
How many credit cards you have, how many credit cards versus installment loans like a car loan,
mm-hmm.
you know, things like that that affect a person's credit score.
Right.
I've got a lot of people that call me that say, how can I get just 5 points out of this? Well, I can evaluate a credit report and determine how to do that, how they can do that for themselves.
John, let's get back to our conversation now on some of the myths that surround this. I think we've established the mystery stage.
Okay.
Let's talk about the myths. And the one that caught my eye, first of all, was that there's a myth that says, well, all credit scores are pretty much the same. Why is that a myth?
Well, because, number one, credit scores aren't the same. There are a ton is a weight, and that's not a number. There are a lot of credit reporting agencies and credit scoring companies out there that will score your credit for specific industries. For example, the car industry has a credit scoring system. The auto loan industry has a credit scoring system. The rental system has a credit scoring system. The insurance industry for auto insurance, for life insurance, for a variety of factors have ways to do scoring.
We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, too.
Correct.
That, and I use myself as an illustration because this is so new to me, just getting into this world, that when I bought a house,
right,
my credit score looked good. The agency came back and said, we're fine. We'll loan you this money under these circumstances. I said, yay, let's go. And I think I got a pretty nice house out of it. Now, in the back of my head, I said, well, if that credit score is that nice, and they're looking at me as being a solid citizen of these United States, then this would probably be a good time for me to be looking into a new car, too.
Right.
Oh, no. When I went through that process, I found out that it was a whole different process, a whole different credit score, a whole different look. And when they looked at it, they actually came back and said, you know, this is not shaping up the way we need it to. Now, where I bought my car, they really bent over backwards to let me get into this thing. But that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. There are three reporting agencies, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. Now, a creditor does not have to report to anybody. So if you go out and get that home loan, which
right.
you did, are they obligated legally to report that to the credit bureaus?
Okay.
No.
I'm holding that as a question because we're going to take a break. I caught you mid-sentence, didn't I? Folks, I want you to sit back, get your paper, get your pencil. We've got a conversation to have with you about the myths that surround credit scoring. You're listening to Give Me Credit.
John Mackey here from Master Credit Solutions and the Give Me Credit radio show. Maybe you're wondering, how do I get in touch with this guy? I need help. Let me tell you how you do that. You can call me at two different numbers, 612-567-2459. That's 612-567-2459 or 888-417-3400. That's 888-417-3400. You can text me also at 612-567-2459. Now, if you want general information or just to explore, you can look this up at givemecredit.us. That's givemecredit.us. We have lots of great information. This is important. It is important for you and your family. Let's get back on track again. You can rejoin the economy. Again, John Mackey, 612-567-2459 or 888-417-3400.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Give Me Credit. I'm John Engen. And John Mackey is here today. Now, John, I caught you mid-sentence.
I doggone near choked.
I know you did. I saw the look in your eye, and I thought, hey, I got him. Usually I don't get one over on you. But again, folks, we're talking about credit. We're talking about credit ratings. John, at the end of this segment, we're going to give our listeners contact information.
Okay.
And so, folks, let's get those papers out. Let's get those pencils out. And be ready to write down the contact information that John is going to give you at the end of this segment. And because John is the guy you want to talk to. John, I'm not kidding. And I stand here with no embarrassment whatsoever. John is the guy you want to talk to. Now, John, let's go back to that myth. You were talking about the three reporting agencies in there. And people aren't obligated to report
no,
to them.
No, they're not. I've run up against many people that have had loans or mortgages out there that aren't reporting to the credit bureaus. Or I've had car loans on credit reports that are only reporting to two or maybe even just one. And then you've got those people that don't report to the credit bureaus unless you have a derogatory piece of information. For example, cell phone companies. You know, up until 1999, they all reported to the credit bureaus. After 1999, why that year, I don't know, but they stopped reporting to the credit bureaus unless you were late or a derogatory where they've turned it over. Then they'll put it on there.
Oh.
I've got an issue with that because if what the credit reporting system is trying to do is paint a picture of your credit, why don't we get all positive information on there, all negative if that's what's needed?
Because in a real way, when you sign a contract with a cell phone company, you're in essence taking out a loan to agree an agreement that you are involved in paying them for services.
Correct.
And so you're saying you can pay them for 2 years.
Correct.
And be flawless.
Correct.
But if it's derogatory, bang, it's on the credit rating.
Absolutely. And then you've got those credit card companies out there right now. There's a lot of them that are hitting the airwaves for debit cards. What people don't realize is that most of the time those debit cards are not reporting to the credit bureaus. So if you think you're getting a score or it's helping your credit by way of that debit card, you are not. It's not reporting to the credit bureaus.
So as we continue down this road of talking about the myth that says, well, they're all the same, you're talking about a fact that, no, this is a pretty lumpy mattress.
There's a lot of levels involved. As we described last week, you can have one score being a 720 and another one being a 610.
Right.
Now, what would cause that change or that difference? Certainly the balances should be reporting the same, but do they have to? No. They may report to TransUnion 1 month. Report to Experian the next month. So the balances are going to be different. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then you may have a creditor that only reports to one or two and not three. So thus the scoring will change or will be different for the one individual taking a look at the same package.
So you know what you're doing. You're telling us all this is a mess.
It is.
And to sort it out, I mean, can the, you know, outside of the fact that you're professionally in the business and you know what the ins and outs and the highs and lows are, can a person actually figure this stuff out? I mean, on my own, if I got my credit report, can I actually sort through it and find out what it all says?
You can. Boy, that's a loaded question.
Well, I guess what I'm saying, I think the answer is no. I don't have the depth of background.
Well, the way that I was going to answer that is yes, you can, provided you've got 10 years of accounting experience or years of experience in this field.
And that I can give you that because I think that's true.
Right.
I think that's where we're going with the conversation on this because, folks, I know that there are people, and I just need to say it, there are folks who will say, well, you know, I went and read a book. Or I went and went online and I found out this and I found out that. In many cases, they're telling you what you can do, but they're not telling you why you're doing it. And it's ineffective when you don't know why. And ultimately, you're going to find yourself taking on the services of somebody like John. And here's what I'm saying. Just start with John. Go to a guy.
Well, it makes it a lot easier when you start with the professional, whether it's me or somebody else.
Yeah.
Start with the professional. Because if I get it after an initial, after you've done it or something like that, it makes it much more difficult for me to now come in and work on it. It's kind of like a doctor that butches an operation, and then you've got another doctor trying to come in and operate. Well, you've got all that scar tissue.
Mm.
Maybe a bad analogy, but that's what we have to work
with. Now, you know what? I think it's a decent analogy. I think it does say what it needs to say, because that is truly the case. When I first got into it, I looked at those numbers and I had no idea. And I kept in the background thinking, well, if somebody else can pull this off, I can pull this off. Well, that is, the analogy is perfect, because you don't want me doing brain surgery on you. I mean, I probably get the top of your head off.
Yeah. And, you know, if you ever were arrested for something, would you defend yourself? You can.
Mm-hmm.
But what kind of results are you going to get? You're not going to get the best results.
Yeah. What's the old saying, that he who represents himself in court is a fool for a lawyer? Yeah. John, give us your contact number. I know people are anxious to hear. Now, remember, folks, there is, I say this and I mean this, there is no judgment. You may say, I don't want anybody looking at this because I'm embarrassed. John is the guy who understands. He's been through it. He's guided people through it. That's why he's so important to you right now. John, give your contact information.
Sure, John. My telephone number is 612-567-2459.
Run it again.
612-567-2459.
Plus, you can go online.
You can go online, go to credit... my mind went blank.
That's okay.
GiveMeCredit.us.
Yeah. GiveMeCredit.us is a contact position where you can be in direct contact with John. And John will get back to you. He will be on top of this with you. He's a professional. He offers professional services. And he gets professional results. And I think that that's exactly what any one of us wants at this stage. Professional services, professional handling with no judgment. He's going to walk you through it, and he's going to give you the ability to smile again when you think in terms of credit.
Correct.
And to be able to, and folks, there's nothing more freeing than be able to walk into, say, you need a new car, you walk into the dealership, and you know this is not going to be an issue any longer.
Right.
I like the thought that you set us free in a lot of ways.
Let's get the good times rolling again.
All right. We're going to be back. You're listening to Give Me Credit.
I get this question a lot, folks. John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit radio show. I get the question, why do you do this radio show? Here's why I do the show. Because there is so much misinformation out there. There's so much lying and deceit. Nobody knows what the real truth is. That's critical, folks. Critical. Because if you don't know how to respond, if you don't know how to play the game, these debt collectors and creditors will walk right over you. This is not a game for pansies. Some don't think it's a game. But for them it is. It's a game. It's a game and it's a scoreboard, and the scoreboard is money. Do I like it? No. I despise the way that these companies do business. How do we get away from this? Arm yourselves. Arm yourselves with information and the truth. That's the only way. Because once you put bullets in your gun, once they see you're armed, it becomes more even in the fight. Certainly not nearly equal. That's why I'm here for you. It's your money. It's your finances. If you want to continue being beaten up and being a pansy to these bullies, then don't call me. But if you want to take the bull by the horns, if you want to stand up, if you want to pull your head out of the sand, we have to talk.
In the coming weeks, we're going to have some information from clients that I've served and what the results are. Fraud cases. Debt collector cases where they threaten my client. Creditors not responding, debt collectors not responding to our demands. Let me know if I can help you. John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions, Give Me Credit Radio Show. You can call me at 612-216-4910 or 888-417-3400. Time is of the essence. You are paying extra for your bad credit. There's no doubt about that. Whether you want to believe it or not, go ahead. If you say, I'm not using my credit, you are. You are using your credit. If you rent, if you get car insurance, if you get homeowner's insurance, if you get renter's insurance, you're paying for that bad credit. Give me a call. John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions. Give Me Credit Radio Show. 888-417-3400. Let's start standing tall again, guys.
Welcome back, everybody, to Give Me Credit. I'm John Engen. That's John Mackey. We're talking about myths when it comes to credit. Now, John has actually outlined eight of these, and we're grabbing two today. In fact, we're probably going to make this a little bit of a feature coming up. Plus, I want you to stay tuned for our programs in the weeks ahead because, John, one of the essential items we need to talk about is what do I do with those guys who will not stop calling me? How do I handle that? And folks, it's an essential part. Now, here's the deal. If that's your question today, right now,
give me a call.
Give him a call. Here's the number.
612-567-2459.
Let's grab another myth before we have to scoot out of the studios here, John. Myth that says you cannot legally get items off of a credit report. What does that mean?
There are three ways that an item can be on your credit report. It has to be verifiable, it has to be documentable, and it cannot be obsolete. So, the key one here is that even if an item is on a credit report, and yes, you know that it is, you had a late, or that you have this debt collection out there, that doesn't mean that it has to stay on the credit report.
Right.
Because it has to be verifiable. Now, the FDCPA and the Fair Credit Reporting Act, that's the Fair Credit Reporting Act and the Fair Debt Collections Practices Act,
mm-hmm.
dictates what can be on a credit report and what can't. And the way this happens is that if you challenge the item, any derogatory item, and they cannot prove to you and to us
right.
that it's got to stay, that they have all of the information, it cannot stay on the credit report.
Now, let me stop there because one of the comments we made here a while back was this. When a credit that's gone bad has been sold to another agency.
Correct.
You've oftentimes talked about they buy a book of bad credit.
Correct.
But many times the verifiability does not come with that book. They've got to prove that you owe that money, why, when, and where.
It's interesting because there was just a recent study done by the FTC. And the study basically stated, it stated many things, but one of the most important things is that when a debt collector buys junk debt, he buys a book of debt, which means maybe $2 million worth, and they pay, guess how much they pay for that debt? Let's just use this for an example.
I'm thinking probably 10 cents on the dollar, maybe.
It's 4 cents.
No.
4 cents on the dollar that they pay for it.
So okay. If they make 10 cents off the dollar, they've made a profit.
Absolutely. They won't let you know that. That's not part of the conversation. They're going to try to collect every bit of it. But they are willing to negotiate on that. We'll not get into that right now as far as the negotiation, because that's another issue. And before you do that, give me a call, because there are some caveats here.
Mm-hmm.
So what they will, what we need to be doing is being very careful of how we do this.
So the in regard to that, if you see bad credit, your response is, "I got to deal with this." They have to be able to prove that you've got that debt. They have to be able to say, this
absolutely
is the debt, and by the way, here's this paperwork. So it seems to me that one of the processes that you are able to take, and you do it with the backing of legal and experience,
correct,
is to first of all prove the verifiability of the debt.
Correct.
Which means I would imagine in your case, but I think experience tells me that you know how to do it better than I would. You can start lopping some things off rather quickly.
Yes. Yeah. Our average deletion rate right now is 71%.
That's remarkable.
It's quite high.
Yeah.
It's quite high. Yeah. I haven't seen anybody higher. That's not to say they don't exist. But the reason for that is because we use attorneys to get that done. In future shows, I'll go over as to why that is.
Yeah. That's important. That is very important to think in terms of the credit rating, the credit report, and how you can legally get this stuff off.
Understand that when I'm talking about documentation, it's not just a letter from them saying, you owe this person or you owe us this amount of money and here's where we got it from. It has nothing to do with that. That's part of it.
Right.
But they've got to prove how they got the debt itself. They don't have to show how much they paid for it, but they've got to have the entire file. Mm-hmm. And I will guarantee you that the majority of them do not have this information.
Well, folks, you're listening to Give Me Credit. And I think one of the things we need to do with intention is to make sure people can get in touch with you. If somebody gets in touch with you even today, I mean,
yes,
you're going to grab the phone. The number again is
612-567-2459.
Or you can go to the website, which is
GiveMeCredit.us.
Now, when somebody goes there, and let's say they have some preliminary questions, you're going to sit down, do a consultation, help them through this, and then you'll be able to really take an inside look as to what can be done and when it can be done. Now, folks, I want to say this, that John's services are professional. They are not some guy, you know, that just kind of got into this willy-nilly. This guy knows what he's doing. He's got the legalities to back it up. He's got the experience to back it up. And I just want to press the point, he can help. And if you're looking for help and you say, I don't get this, even if you get a little bit of it, let somebody who knows what they're doing put their hands around this thing and walk you through it.
The best feeling you're going to have is when you can pull your head out of the sand, talk to me, and start to stand tall again.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important to me. And it gives me no greater joy than to be able to help people and to get the positive responses that I get.
Exactly. Folks, I wish you could hear the testimonials. Someday we're going to have to do a program. One of our final segments is going to be, listen to what people are saying, what they're saying about what you were able to bring to the party. Again, let me emphasize, folks, and I think this is so important to me. You've got to know that it's not ever a hopeless situation. But it's really the first step is yours. It's
correct.
Like, you know, getting out and running a mile. You might not think you've been able to do it, but if you're not off the couch, you'll never know.
Right. You've got to take that first step.
Yeah. And so John is able to take these situations, walk you through some of the myths, walk you through your credit report, show you what the rating is, tell you where it averages into the grand scheme of things, and what you can do. Now, one of the things I want to cover before we bolt out of here, John, is the fact that you can not only help on the side of cleaning up credit, but you can start getting some positive things onto that credit report.
Absolutely. A credit score is based on positive items or items on a credit report. Mm-hmm. And if I can get all of the negative off, and that's all you have, you're not going to have a credit score. However, I can help you get positive on there. Positive items, installment loans, and revolving debt, which is what most of the stuff, your credit score is going to be based on.
So it's not just cleaning, scrubbing, it's building.
Correct.
And I think that's when John oftentimes says, we got to get the good times rolling again. The good times are rolling in the sense that he's not teaching you to get back into deep credit, or, you know, into the issues. He's teaching you giving you the ability to put clean credit up and to build that credit so when people are looking at this thing, they're seeing good things come. John, we want to close the program today by giving that contact information again. Let's do it right now. The telephone number to call you is
612-567-2459. I have a number with problems.
You've been suffering from a cold here. I'm assuming
yes,
you're under the influence of Sudafed.
Yes, I am. Okay. 612-567-2459.
Okay, let's do it again.
Hopefully I can get through it this
time. Can you do it again?
612-567-2459.
And then that the website address.
GiveMeCredit.us.
Either way is going to get you into John's life, and either way is going to get you positive effects if you can get John into your world. John, let's say goodbye and see you next week.
Adios.
Thanks for joining us today on Give Me Credit.